It's nice to be back in Perth. What have you been doing in the off-season preparing for this season coming up?
Obviously a lot of working out. I actually took up some yoga this off-season, which is new for me. And I had a chance to rehab my thumb a lot, so it's feeling really, really good now.
Did you have to have surgery or an operation on that thumb?
No surgery, just a lot of rehab. So that was good for me, though, because, you know, surgery is never something you're happy about.
How long did it take for the thumb to feel normal again?
I would say it took quite a bit of some time, and I needed the whole off season to get it right. But that's what off seasons are for, and you know, I didn't take any days off rehabbing it or anything of that sort. But it's something that I'm always going to stay on top of, even though it feels pretty good now. You can never be too safe, I guess.
So you had less ball handling in the off season than what you normally would have because you were looking after that?
No. I was able to work around it and adjust like the same way I did in the season, find out what you can do that doesn't bother it and things of that sort. But since I wasn't irritating it like during the season, it had a quicker chance to get better.
Confident you're over it completely?
I'd like to say so, but I mean, there's only one way to find out. But I don't have any apprehension towards getting out there on the floor, really worrying about it. And I was able to work out without any splints or, like, you know, any tape on it or things like that. So it felt good to play basketball, you know, freely, even though it wasn't against competition, just working out. I didn't really feel restrained.
You had to actually play slightly differently because of it when you were looking after it. Does it make you confident that you're a better player even more so now that because you've tweaked your game slightly to help yourself with that?
That's what the game is about. You just, you know, you adapt, and I tweaked my game, but that was always in the arsenal. It's just different circumstances came about for me to have to show that side, but that's all any season's about, just, you know, adapting and growing any way you can. I learned that from the amazing Damian Martin.
Can you tell us about Dario Hunt? You spent some time with him, and he's the new import. We don't know much about him. Will he be a really influential player in this league? Is there any comparisons to any other players that we know of?
I'm not big on comparing people, but I would say definitely he's going to be a big influence for us. He's a great defensive player, extremely athletic, and he just has a really great IQ for the game. So I'm looking forward to seeing how we can mesh all these great qualities he has and turn it out to our advantage. So I'm looking forward to it, and I know he's just excited. I talked to him briefly right before he had signed, so I'm looking forward to his arrival, and you guys should be too.
Does he make you a better team for this season coming up, because a lot of the other teams have improved again, haven't they?
Yeah, that's where this league is headed. Everybody's getting better with their pieces, and Dario's definitely going to add to our collection, and that's what makes it fun. You know, it's no good if you're the only team that's getting better, so the whole pot's being sweetened, so it's going to be another fun season like it has been year after year.
While you've been away, there's been a little bit of coverage about your potential citizenship and permanent residency and all that sort of stuff. How exciting is it to have that process begun?
I haven't thought about it too much. It's obviously an amazing opportunity, but, you know, whatever happens, happens. I'm very hopeful, but I'll cross the bridge when I get there, but I'm very thankful that this is even an opportunity.
What's your motivation behind that?
What do you mean?
Naturalization.
I've been on record before saying how much I love this place, not only the country, Perth in particular. So to get an opportunity like this, it's just a big blessing for me, because not anybody, you know, gets an opportunity like this. So for me to get something in a country where, you know, I think the world of it, it's very nice for me.
Would national team representation be a goal for you down the track once that naturalization process has taken place?
I don't look too far down the road, just taking one bridge at a time. But, I mean, obviously I would never be opposed to that if that card's ever aligned down the future. But, you know, I just take it one day at a time and not to get too far ahead of myself.
Can you tell us a bit about what you love about this country and this league that keeps you coming back?
To make a long story short, it's just home away from home. You know, Perth has welcomed me with open arms, and obviously we've had some success in my years in the league. So just enjoying the game of basketball in a country I love, in a place, a city in particular, that's welcomed me with open arms, it's more than enough for a reason for me to keep coming back.
Booms are in town. Have you had any word from Lamarcus himself when the news got out that you were going through the citizenship process. Have you heard from the Boomers coach or anyone from Basketball Australia about?
No, I haven't heard from anybody at all. But like I said, you know, it's a nice thought to have, you know. I don't think about it too much. If it ever comes up, you know, it'd be a blessing. But, you know, I'm looking forward to watching them play tomorrow, though, so that'll be cool. I was telling some of the guys, it's my first time sitting and watching a basketball game and I don't know how long, so it'll be fun to actually watch high-level basketball.
A couple of signings in the offseason. It's obviously been a big offseason for the NBL. Did the Casper signing surprise you?
I mean, there was a lot of big signings that, you know, I think caught everybody off guard, but again, that's what makes it fun. Every year, there's always new signings, great players. Sometimes it's new players or players just going to different teams, but I'd say it's a lot of great teams this year that are pretty stacked, but that's what's going to make it fun, and it's great for the league, and it's great to just help us continue to grow.
All these young guys are coming in the next stars pathways. They all have their own hype reel. They all got their own in-house videographer and things like that, but they're still 17 coming into a man's league. Surely, being a former MVP, you're licking your lips if a 17-year-old's facing up against you on the court.
Nah, I treat everybody the same, whether they 17, 30, 25, it doesn't matter, you know. When you step across those white lines, you treat everybody the same.
And as far as the Drew League, how much respect do you give to the Drew League games compared to the actual pro leagues?
I mean, I'm the wrong person to ask. I don't really follow it much. I know about the Drew League, and I know great players play in it, so I don't think it's a cupcake league, you can say, but I don't really pay too much mind to it, but again, I do know of it, and I do know there's great players that play in it, though.
We know you're a private person, but can we ask how excited you are to have a mini cup on the way?
Yeah, it's just very exciting news, and it's going to be an early Christmas present, so I got a lot to look forward to this year.
Is that another thing that draws you back to Australia?
No, it's just a bonus. Like, I felt the same way about Australia before that, but this is just icing on the cake.